now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is indeed Roland Trujillo, and I'm your host for this program. Today, we're going to have a very special program. We're going to talk about stress, perhaps in a different way than you've heard it talked about before. You know, everybody talks about stress, and they say, well, we're stressed out, so we need to relax, and we need to go on a vacation, and we need to visualize, we need to do this, and we need to do that. But I say to you that there's something more basic. There's something more basic that you need to do. Now, not everyone will do it. Not everyone will do it, but those who do will be greatly blessed by having done so. And what that is to face reality. Now, but face reality in a special way. See, facing reality by yourself is, well, a lot of us can't face reality. In fact, most of us, 99% of us, there's some aspects of reality that we can't face. We can't cope, we can't deal with it. Sometimes justifiably so, but more often than not, as we get older and we mature, and we should become, as we get older, we're supposed to become more patient. We're supposed to have more courage, more patience, more dignity, more of impassivity in the face of life's vicissitudes, you see. But what happens? As we get older, most of us become more nervous, more jittery, more anxious, more upset. We have less and less resources with which to face things to cope with. Now, why is that? Well, the reason is because all of our life we've been coping with things by drumming up our life force in the form of anger, becoming angry, resentful, becoming upset, see, compensating, rushing out to compensate and get degrees and prove this to somebody and prove that to somebody and, you know, I'll show them type of thing. Or, see, and that uses up your energy, doesn't it? It enervates you and it makes you tired and fatigued as the years go by. That's what stress does. You know, you can get a laboratory animal and stress the animal, and it's predictable what will happen. And the other thing we do is we escape into our imagination. When we can't cope, we escape into daydreams and pipe dreams. We reminisce about the past, or, you know, plan the future, or we sit around and worry, or we escape into music or into movies. See, into entertainment. See how that works. We escape. Now we don't have to face reality. But I say that we do need to face reality in a very special way. Face reality with the help of, well, with the help of God's light of truth. With the help of God's light of truth. Face reality with God's help, in other words. Now, I'll give you a little analogy. Now, incidentally, little children should not have to face reality. Little children, that's what they're supposed to have good parents for. The little child can, it's quite proper that the little child will go into his imagination or her imagination and imagine, you know, wonderful things and play. That's very proper. That's the way God made children to be. They're not ready to go out into the world and cope with, you know, what's out there, and they shouldn't have to. That's what parents are for, to protect them and shield them and guide them and help them to grow, you see? But alas, many parents are very immature, and the parents are reacting and overreacting, see, and can't cope and smoke marijuana and take drugs and escape into their music and so on. You see what I mean? But the little analogy I was going to give you is about a child with its father. And I will save that analogy for after this break. Now, please listen to this important announcement. Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals,
But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo. We're talking about stress today. I'd like to teach you how to cope. How to cope in such a way as you've never coped before, this time masterfully. See? You see, reality is not... there's a lot I need to tell you, but let me give you the little analogy first, may I? A little child, you know, if you have the thunder and lightning, or you have something a little bit scary, maybe there's a noise outside. A little child is a little bit afraid. Father is there. And Father says, Father knows that the noise is the wind causing the tree to brush up against the house. So Father says, let's go and see what that noise is. And Father takes the little child's hand, and together they go out, and sure enough, there's the tree, there it is brushing against the house. The little child is not a bit afraid because Father is there. You see what I mean? And likewise, if you have the little children, you know, you're watching television, not something terrible. Obviously, we don't really watch television at all at our house anymore. Long time ago, when my son was very little, we watched a little bit of Sesame Street, you know, Barney, and so on. And we watched, I would get some videos back then, maybe some old Disney videos, maybe old Disney program like Zorro, or maybe we'd watch a little Hopalong Cassidy. Then we watched some movies about the Old West, you know, that sort of thing. You can get quite an education. You can get a good history. You can get good history by watching movies, but you have to pick the good movies, the good old movies for the children. But anyway, now we really don't watch television anymore. We just don't. Occasionally, we may watch a little golf. Occasionally, because my son likes golf. But that's about all. Now, what I was going to say is, though, let's say you have the little child and there's the news, and the news is talking about a hurricane here or an earthquake there or some bad thing happening here or there. Well, if the parent is there, the good parent, and the parent's not overreacting, and the parent is not, doesn't become upset, doesn't become angry, doesn't become emotional, just calmly watches and says, well, now you see what happens when people, you know, don't behave properly, when they do bad things, look what happens, see? The little child is not a bit concerned because Father is there, see? Or Mother is there. But Father, well, Father's very important because Father stands in for God in the eyes of the little child. Now, if your father had been there for you in such a way, maybe he was. Most fathers do the best they can. They're there somewhat. If he'd been there, as I have described, but even more so, he had found an invisible bond with the Creator within, and he was able to face reality, face your mom, face work, face all the things that happen, you know, with patience and kindness and forbearance and long-suffering and wisdom, because he would have had that inner, that light. So he wouldn't be facing things as an ego. He would be facing them as a very noble person, see, with that light of truth from the Creator. You see what I mean? And that's the way you must learn to be. Now, your undoubted father failed you. He didn't have that. He was as good as he knew how to be, perhaps. But he wasn't there for you in some ways. And he didn't have that agape, otherworldly kind of love that comes from God, that comes through the man. Not from the man, but through the man. So he failed you. So, obviously, you undoubtedly became emotional. People taught you to react emotionally. They themselves were emotional. And you never learned how to face reality without emotion. So you faced reality with anger, with upset, with compensation, or, you know, you became nervous and anxious and retreated into the imagination or into music or into something. Are you with me?
All right.
So now, if you can see that were you to have this light of truth with you as a delicate presence, and if you had that with you, see, you know, you've heard the expression, God is my co-pilot. That's a very sweet, very nice expression. Then you'd be able to face reality. You would sometimes be concerned. Yes, concerned. Sometimes you wouldn't know quite what to do. You wouldn't know what to make of what's going on. You would be concerned, not worried. See, that's emotion, but concerned. But you would have that light with you, and you would watch. You would stand back and watch. And watch and observe, and before you know it, the problem would disappear or solve itself, and you would be safe. You'd have God's light with you. Now, what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not talking about some pie-in-the-sky thing, some fantasy thing, and I'm not talking about some foolish people that talk about having guides and all these ridiculous ridiculous or downright dangerous or even naughty things. No, I'm talking about a very simple and basic something. It's called common sense. It's called intuition. It's called conscience. And it's what you, and it's from God. And were you to trust in, and it's wordless. It is wordless. It's not a voice talking to you. It's not a voice whispering to you. See, that's the problem I always have with the expression, the still, small within. Well, still means quiet, silent. See, so I understand the expression, but the trouble is it has the word voice in it, so people misinterpret it. God sends his light. He rarely talks to us. He sends his light. And his light shines. Now, when you were a little child, you were very close to it. When you were a little child, you looked at the world and you saw things and you knew things. You weren't always able to explain what you saw, but you just saw, you just knew. See? But you became emotional, you fell away from it, you got lost in the intellect, you resented people, you gradually fell away from that. Now you need to come back to it. Come back to it. Now, the analogy that I have with Father is very good, because if you knew that God was there, and you knew that his light would be a present help in time of trouble, like it says in the beautiful psalm, you would just sort of know, you know, you could sort of go one way or go another, or sometimes you would be restrained from stepping, going through a door. You wouldn't go through in an untimely way. You would go through life delicately, and one thing would lead to another, and you'd be safe. Life would work out for you. Well, that's what you need to find, and I can help you to do that. Please listen to this announcement.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's R-O-L-A-N-D, T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. You're listening to, you're listening to my show. And we're talking about stress, perhaps as you've never heard it talked about before. Because now perhaps you can see what stress is. Stress is our reaction, emotional reaction, resentment, anger, upset, excitement, to stressors, and especially to temptation, usually as it operates through other people. They challenge you. They tease you. They challenge you and they tease you. And you respond or react with excitement or with anger or with resentment. You respond in some way and you become their slave. You do what they say, one way or another. But you fall away from that inner guidance. God ought to be guiding us. But the way he guides us is by way of intuition. Now here's a little basic training again. There are always new people listening in, so I must talk in very basic terms. As I said last week, many of you who are not ready for meat. You're like little babes, little spiritual babes, and you're only ready for milk. A little bit of milk. You're not ready for solid food yet. So a little bit of milk for you, and that is this. Your intuition is your closest link to God. That's right. And what is your intuition but what you know in your heart, what you wordlessly know in your heart? For example, I could get a nice man from Saudi Arabia and a nice lady from Nigeria and a nice man from Iceland and a nice young person from Bolivia and someone from Hawaii and someone from San Francisco and from a person from New York and another one from Taiwan and someone from Bangladesh. And you see what I mean? Could get all of those people, and if they were people of goodwill and they had their, and you know, yes, goodwill, and they looked into their heart to see what was right. I could get all those people. And if they saw someone being cruel to a child, every single one of them would see something wrong with that. They would see something wrong with someone being cruel to a child. They just see it. They don't have to go to school. You don't have to go to school. You can get a little three-year-old. And if you see someone being cruel or mean to somebody else, he knows that it's cruel or mean. It's that simple. So that's intuition. It's wordless. You just see and you just know. Now this intuition, we call it common sense. I often like to call it conscience. Because if you always followed your intuition, if you always did what you knew in your heart was right, and if you didn't know what to do, you kind of waited, and you always checked with your intuition fitness of things because you didn't want to do anything that would, be wrong. So you look to your intuition first, not to experts, not to what other people say, not to what the peer group says, but to what intuition says. That doesn't mean you can't hear what other people say, of course. I listen to the news, I listen to radio programs, I read the newspapers, I get books. I hear what they all say. Doesn't matter, right, left, center, whatever political philosophy they have, whatever religion, whatever anything, I hear what they say. But I look to my intuition to see what my intuition has to say about what they say. Does it sound right? Does it set right? You see what I mean? I look to intuition first, last, and always. That's what I know in my heart. So if somebody says something and it sounds right, and I check with my intuition, well then, I'll go along with them. See what I mean? Or cooperate, or there won't be an impediment, or I won't be adverse to it in any way. But if it doesn't sit with my intuition right, then I just don't do what they say, or I don't accept what they say. It doesn't mean that I'm angry. I don't need any emotion. I just quietly reject without emotion because my intuition, wordlessly tells me to reject it. Are you with me? Okay, that's your basic training. Now here's another message. Please listen to it. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life.
A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write or email us, or just pay us a visit at consensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo, and here I am, in fact, on this beautiful Easter Sunday morning, and I'm giving you some milk. Some milk for those of you who have an ear to hear. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there are some very beautiful truths to be seen, some very beautiful things to be seen, some beautiful, shining spiritual truths to be seen. And none is more beautiful than the story of Christ and his passion, what he did, his sacrifice, his taking sins upon himself, see, his conquering death, see, his making it possible for us to see in his light, in the Christ light, to see our see what we did wrong and be sorry. See, and after being sorry, to know that we have been forgiven because of what he did, and he takes our sin upon himself. See, now you see people transferring sin. You see parents laying trips of children. You see people in society, you see people being abused and cheated and, degraded and murdered and molested and ripped off and maligned and lied to and deceived and tricked. And you see all of these where people are laying something upon someone else and scapegoating. You see people scapegoating. Parents do it with kids, So the whole society scapegoats. Often the weakest are scapegoated. Often the weakest have the sins of the bigger sinner. The bigger sinners are, sins are laid on the lesser sinner's sin. Lesser sinners, and the saddest of all are the innocent, the young and the innocent who are made to pay for the sins of the bigger sinners. Are you with me? You see all of that, but there you see him took our sins upon himself, and still does takes our sin upon him. And for those who are on the path. Realize that they are forgiven. Now that's a very beautiful thing. See? And if that happens, look, if you listen to someone like me, which there aren't very many like me, if you listen to someone like me and it awakens you to see, to begin to see, to awakens to reality. See, I am in reality and I'm talking to you about reality. See? And if I awaken you to reality, then you begin to see. Yes, you see people being cruel. You see your own self. You see how you've been phony with people and how you've been impatient with your children, how you hated your father or you resented your mom or you hated your brother. You begin to see these things. See, you see them and it makes you sad. See, you see them and you're sad. You regret. You have remorse about what you see. Well, you're seeing it in the light. See, the light that is the same light that is in me is in you. The same light that is in me is in you. And when you see it in the light, see, the healing of your soul has already begun. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The meditation that we offer is a very, very simple, and it's free. We offer it for free. It's very simple. It helps you to stand back from your thoughts and emotions and come up to reality and begin to see things, begin to face reality, but this time with God's light, with your intuition, with your conscience, if you will, with what you know in your heart is right. And it will be there to help you to face reality. So this time, it'll be different. It's not like when you were a big ego trying to face things on your own. Now you will face it with the help of, well, you can face reality with the help of the good Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening in. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's LANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.